Welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Gary O'Connor. He is the chairman of 1911 Gold Corporation. And Gary, it's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you very much. And good. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's exciting to have you along and excited to talk about a drilling program and finally getting it underway. So, before we get to the drilling program, what it's going to do, maybe tell everyone a little bit about the project itself so we're up to date.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. Well, 1911 Gold's main project is located in southeast Manitoba. It's the True North gold deposit. Gold project consists of a 1.1 million ounce gold deposit, fully permitted, constructed mill and processing facility camp. It has all of the infrastructure, all of the permits in place, and all we need to do is execute on putting a plan together to get this back into production. And we're well on the way with that. These latest press release that we put out this morning is it's about a satellite deposit. So this is a deposit 25 kilometers away, and this is looking at essentially phase two of our development, where we're looking for more additional feed to feed that mill, as we expand and increase our production.
Yeah, so this is the Ogama Rockland gold deposit that you're talking about. So you're planning 8 holes there, about 2,200 meters. So do you have sort of an idea of what you're going to be looking at? Like, have you done geophysics in order to get you to an area that you want to concentrate on?
Yes, we do know what we're looking at. We do have a resource there. It's over 10 years old. There's 330,000 ounces there at a grade of over 8 grams per ton. It's near surface. It's only been drilled to very shallow depths. It is a historical producer. It produced at over 12 grams per ton, historically over 50,000 ounces. So we're going into that current resource. We're going to confirm the model, the interpretation. We're going to do a few holes to test the expansion, to see the expansion opportunity. We'll then update that resource, and then we'll then put it, into our essentially our plans going forward as to whether we continue to expand that or alternatively expand the other new discoveries around True North. So we're looking at adding additional ounces to add to the mine plan beyond what is going to come out in the current pending PEA.
Yeah. And Gary, you're planning some metallurgical work there as well, also, right?
That's right. We want to show that we can process that ore at the True North processing facility. We don't see any issues there, but we just need to do that small amount of work to confirm that, and that will be part of this program.
Okay. And lastly, just so we're up to date here, from what I'm understanding is you're going to have an updated mineral resource estimate in the first half of 2026. That's the idea with the work that you're doing here.
That's correct. We'll finish the drill program, get the assays back, update our modeling, do the metallurgical test work, wrap that into a new resource so that it's all consistent with what how we've modeled in and around True North, and then we'll get that out in the first half of next year. And concurrent with that, you remember we will be continuing to do exploration both around True North and potentially around other targets around R Ogama Rockland. Remember, there's a number of historical producers in the area, many high-grade intercepts that 1911 has drilled over the years. So we're looking to go back to the other areas as well, continue to add ounces for that, to feed the mill.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty busy 2026. That's what it sounds like.
It is. We've got a PEA coming out. We're rolled straight into a pre-feasibility. We've got a bulk sample to do at True North. We'll be producing quite a lot of gold from that. It's all about moving the project forward into production for 2027. There'll be a lot of infill drilling to upgrade resources. There's going to be the addition of new ounces with new resource updates. And so we're looking at, the end of next year having a feasibility study completed and really have our plans in place to go into production, having already shown the market that we've done some good test mining on a couple of the larger stope areas.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, congratulations on this. Exciting. Good luck with the drilling program. Look forward to hearing more about it, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Excellent. No, thank you very much. Appreciate being on here.
All right, there's Gary O'Connor, the chairman of 1911 Gold Corporation.